Welcome to the Guitar Channel. I am super happy to welcome you a new live interview. I have on the other side of the Zoom connection the one and only Robin Stumvall. I hope I am not destroying your name, Robin.
No, it's...
How are you doing today?
Hi, thanks, Pierre. It's you spelled it correct.
Yes,
I'm doing very almost. It's
okay,
Stumvall, Stumvall. It's okay.
Okay, I will stick to Robin. I think.
Yeah, that's good. I'm fine. Thank you.
Excellent. Where are you based in Germany?
It's pretty much in the middle, in Kassel.
Okay. And compared to, let's say, Frankfurt or Berlin, so it's way down south?
It's east-north from Frankfurt.
Okay.
And it's pretty much exactly the middle of Germany, so between Hamburg and Stuttgart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So we are going to talk about a Verso instrument, but first you have to tell me, how did you become a guitar builder? What's your story?
Yeah, and I never thought that I would be a guitar builder. I studied product design first, and I wrote my diploma about how I came to Cosmo. And so the idea was pretty... I liked the concept so much that I thought it would be a cool idea to become a builder.
Okay.
And it was 3 years ago. And from that point, it was a lot of work to really learn how to build guitars, because the first ones were kind of... At that point, I thought they were good, but they weren't really good. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah,
and I know that if I'm not mistaken, in Germany the name or the job guitar builder or luthier is very organized, right? It's very structured. Is that correct?
I think it's. You mean like you have to be a master?
Yes, you have to have some kind of diploma to say that yes, I am a luthier. Is that correct, or is that in Austria?
It's correct for violins.
Okay,
and, like the orchestral and musical instruments. But happily not for guitar building.
Okay.
So I can do it officially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what was your initial training as a guitar builder? Did you just start building by yourself in your garage? And
Kind of.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of YouTube videos.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I also have a friend who's really experienced with building guitars. And it's kind of self-taught. I know what I like and I know what I don't like in guitars. I'm a guitar player since I'm 6 years old, so I played a lot of guitars. And it's learned a lot of YouTube.
Okay, that's good. And what was the best YouTube videos you watched to learn your craft?
How was it called? It's the guy with the tattoo on his head.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's I see Crimson Guitars now.
Crimson Guitars, Guitars. Learned a lot of him, and another guy. He's repairing guitars. He's based in Canada,
mm-hmm.
And I actually don't remember his name. Twoot Friend, or it's a strange name.
Okay.
Sorry that I don't know it, but he's really good. And really nice guy.
Mm. It's really amazing. I am not a guitar builder, obviously, but I do enjoy to watch the videos like the one from Crimson Guitars. Or I recently discovered that Ken Parker, who is a famous guitar builder, has
For
Archtop,
yeah.
And has his own YouTube channel where he describes every step.
Yeah,
of
cool.
Guitar building. It's really incredible. I had the pleasure to do an interview with him in Germany at I think it was maybe the first or I think it was the first Holy Grail guitar show, and
great.
It was a blast, and it is really incredible to be able to watch him do his magic. So I can imagine that you were watching over and over the video to discover
I
the secret.
Yeah, I think so too. You can really go deep with all this content you have in YouTube. Maybe it's more detailed, like if you're doing an apprenticeship in a workshop, or I don't know. I think it's also cool to learn it, like in the school and the traditional way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really possible to learn by YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. And so what was the inspiration to start the Verso instrument? At what point did you say to yourself, okay, I'm not going to build a traditional guitar. This is all crap. I'm going to do my own stuff. So,
yeah. I never built a traditional guitar in my whole life.
Okay.
So that's not my interest. I wouldn't do it if the idea didn't came to mind. The initial idea was, the initial scenario maybe was that I built a guitar made of a roof baton. Like a stick,
yeah,
just a piece of wood and really trashy, and it was kind of a personal interest in if it works or how it will sound, and it actually really sounded good. I enjoyed the sound, but it felt really awkward to play because it was ergonomically not the best.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the moment where I thought I really have to go deeper and think about how you can make this stick guitar more ergonomically playable. And then I experimented with a lot of textiles, like a pillow.
Okay,
and felt. and I used a lot of materials that not necessarily are used in guitar building.
Mm-hmm.
So like anti tone materials,
yeah,
if you like. Mm-hmm. And over the time I came to sheet metal. And then I realized the cool fact that you can put the magnetic pickups on the sheet metal surface and move the pickup around, and that was the start of Verso, I would say.
I know you have one of your guitar right next to you, so
yeah,
can you pick it up and maybe do a little tour of the guitar, because it looks really amazing. So all right, so it is really a sheet of paper that is bent.
Exactly.
From
that perspective, you see it's not a body at all, but just like a sketch of a body, I would say.
Okay, interesting.
And the pickup itself is not mounted hard. It's this one.
Okay.
It's very narrow.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it on the guitar and move it around and it's okay. It's better like this. And when you place it on the neck position, you have the typical bassy sound.
Yeah.
When you put it back, it's very thin. In the middle it's more that scooped. Oh, sorry for the clipping.
Excellent, very cool. And yes,
and
we have to say that at the moment you are plugged directly to your Zoom. So this is not through an amplifier. That's why we have this kind of super DI direct sound.
Exactly. Yeah.
Keep the guitar with you, because I'm curious about. So you start with a sheet of I was about to say a sheet of paper. No, it's not paper, it's metal. And then how do you bolt the neck to the body?
I plug the cable, is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So the neck body connection is actually not really necessary because the body itself is the neck. So you just have the neck. It would work without the metal.
Okay.
You just need the string holder,
mm-hmm.
and that's all. But the rest of the guitar is like you need it to do that and hold the guitar on your body and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the connection is actually just this screw, this one here. If I unscrew it, and then it would be pulled by the strings together.
Okay, I see what you mean.
There's a slot in the metal in here, and it slides in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a metal feather key in the neck.
Okay, and so we can technically say that it is a neck through body, neck through guitar construction.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm. And how did you come with the shape of the sheet of metal? Because when we look at it like that, it looks strange, but it seems that it is actually working ergonomically when you are either sitting or standing with the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. When I sit, it's like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You see the little wings gear.
Yes, okay.
It's like a surface, and really, it's really comfortable, actually. Yeah, and the shape itself is based on the silhouette of a classical guitar. That's why I didn't have this cutout. And obviously, I cannot mirror it because it's sheet metal thing. Yeah.
Okay, so intriguing. I mean, I would be very curious to hold it in my hand and to actually play it. And if you play it like that, just so unplugged, there is some acoustic sound, or it sounds like how does it sound?
It's actually pretty loud. I don't know if you hear it.
Yeah. We can. Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Sorry, that was the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a really nice sounding guitar, and you could expect a guitar made of sheet metal to sound like a thin and metally or tinny, but it's really warm, and it depends on the pickup you use. This one is a single coil, so it's more like Fender style. But when I put a humbucker on it, it's really warm and really, really nice sounding guitar.
And so do you design your own pickup, or you can put every pickup of the market you have?
No,
it's your own pickup. Okay.
It has to be mine, because I can... Wait, I plug this out. Sorry. So the pickup itself is just 6 millimeter of height. And it has some neodymium magnets in its inside. Mm-hmm. They're very strong. Mm-hmm. And it's just the principle. You know, the height of a normal pickup is like this.
Yeah. So it wouldn't
so
work.
So you would have to place it inside the guitar and on top of it. Yeah.
Mm. And because it is, you are able to slide it anywhere you want. Basically, you just don't need two pickups, or you would need two pickups to have a mix of two sources.
You can use two pickups for like stereo effects. Like you, let's say, you use one pickup for the E, A, and D string, and the other ones with the reverb. So you can do it. Like you mount the pickup just like this.
Okay.
And the other one here. And then you can split the signal and with two effect chains.
And it's possible to do that already.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Super interesting. It's really amazing to be able to come up with this kind of idea. And what was the initial feedback you got from a musician? I mean, do they run away screaming in horror, or do they?
It's funny because they all kind of react like this is a guitar,
but
they love it. They love it in the first place. They like the style, but they're kind of worried if it really works. And then when they play it, they're almost 100% cool with it.
Okay,
they like it. Yeah, so good feedbacks.
Yeah. What about the weight? Is it super lightweight? Because it seems that there is almost no material except the wood for the neck and the...
Yeah, the steel... Metal. So metal is kind of heavy. So it's a pretty normal weight for a guitar. It weighs about 2.5 kilos. So it's a light,
very light
guitar, but not too light. Yeah.
Mm. And who is playing your guitar at the moment? Is that... More, I don't know, blues, rock, jazz, or crazy people, or
so more clean stuff, not too much high gain stuff. I wouldn't recommend it too much for like metal or punk or so. It's it's not really suitable, because you tend to get some feedback when it's high gain.
Okay,
because it's microphonic, like an. Yeah, it's kind of microphonic, and but it sounds really, really well with light distortion or bluesy or jazzy, clean stuff. So the player's using it for stuff like that. Yeah.
I'm sorry for the little wait. I'm going through the question. Did you? Yeah, Olivier is asking. Did you try to use a floating pickup on an archtop? Yeah, I guess that's the same.
Like that pickup. I will try that. And I think about doing a pickguard made of steel and also powder coated like the guitar. And maybe I will offer that as a
An option,
customization
yeah.
of guitars you already own. I'm not quite sure about it. I think it will work and will be pretty cool.
And at the moment, so you have the model you just shown, and that's basically it. People can choose the color, and that's it. There is
Exactly, yeah.
no, there is not options to choose from.
Options within the model, but no other guitar at the moment. I plan a bass right now. I'm working on it. Same principle, and it's a short scale bass. And for the future, I'm planning to do a guitar a little bit more conventional with a wooden body, but also
My
with
God, wooden body? Are you crazy or what?
the but also with a sheet of metal on it. So you
Ah,
can
okay.
still
Thank
use
God.
the
Thank
same
God.
principle.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank God.
And what were there is this question from the on the chat room. What were the reaction from the traditional guitar player? You know, the old Strat guy and Les Paul and blah blah blah. So
They're quite nice. I think it's so everybody was nice to me. But I think a really traditional blues player w wouldn't prefer that guitar. Maybe in their collection, but not as a stage instrument, I would say. A lot of people think about using it in a studio because it's very versatile, and I really love it in the studio as well. It's great for that. Because of the microphonics and I can plug the guitar back in. So just to show you when I so you hear the guitar. Maybe I turn off my mic for a sec.
Okay, so we hear the sound when you plug. Okay, interesting.
Exactly.
So we can play percussive guitar on it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And if you use an overdrive pedal, it's more present. So you hear the knocking even more. Yeah, and you can use that for percussive playing. It's really cool. And you also can play. maybe I'll show you that one.
Please do.
Sorry. I turn the mic off again.
Okay, interesting. So
The pickup is not on the guitar, under the strings, but on the side of the
okay,
guitar.
so it's not picking up any signal from the string directly, only the body vibration. How cool is that? Very cool.
And I also can take the pickup in my hand and do that.
Excellent. You don't need a tremolo pedal anymore. How cool is
Exactly,
that?
yeah. Yeah, that's really awesome.
Yeah,
So you
lots
see,
of.
it's very versatile. Yeah.
There is a question regarding how the metal is going to age. I guess it's not going to age, it's not going to change over time.
So if you maybe you see that it's sorry.
But I meant regarding the sound. Of course, it's going to be a
Okay,
little bit
no,
scratchy, but
that's
yeah, the sound is not going to
no,
change.
that's not changing. No. Yeah.
Great. What is the stage of development of your business at the moment? I mean, did you sell already a lot of guitar? Are you ramping up the production? Do you want to stay small, or what's the plan?
My plan is to stay kind of small because I really like the building of one-to-one conversation between the player and me. So I want to know what the guys want to play, and I want to build for them. And I think it's cool to stay small for that. I have a few orders right now.
Okay.
Even in one from America, and most of it in Germany. It's starting. I'm really happy about it because it kind of works slowly. Mm-hmm. Slowly, mm-hmm. It works slowly. Yeah.
What is the price range of the guitar?
It's from 1,700 to 2,300, so
okay.
including a bag.
And yeah. What is the difference of price from model to model?
Something like, for example, like having a compound radius, it's a bit more
okay.
More work, or mm-hmm. a different kind of lacquer. I'd also do stuff like shellac, mm-hmm. French polish,
yep.
And what else? The pickups vary. The humbuckers are 190, and the single coils are 140, I think. I forgot it. Mm-hmm. 40. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. And so before we started the live interview, you told me that you never did a guitar show. So do you plan to go to guitar shows in the future? When they will happen again?
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah?
I would love to. I've never been to one because I just started the business. So there wasn't really a need to go on like a show here or somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to do one mm-hmm. or more.
And what was the impact of the pandemic on your business? Because I talked to many guitar builders, and some of them had their business really explode during the pandemic because mm-hmm. everybody was stuck at home and watching more and more mm-hmm. videos, and they say, okay, this is the end of the world. I might as well buy the guitar of my dream. So did you see mm-hmm. that? How was it for you?
I can't really tell you because the business is, I started it in the pandemic, so
okay.
I have no before.
Yeah, maybe the pandemic would is normal life for you then.
Yeah. I will see that in the future, hopefully, when the pandemic is over.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the feeling that it's not much of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I get lots of questions and reactions and feedback. And that is really cool. So the people are active on Instagram mostly.
Yeah.
And I also do, I send an instrument to Guitar and Bass, the magazine.
Yeah.
Guitar and Bass. Mm-hmm. And
the German magazine.
Yeah, yeah. They write a big review about it, and I'm really excited for it. It's cool. So we will see how the future looks.
You should send a guitar to me. I would be more than happy to do a guitar review of one of your guitars. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, great. I'll do that.
So I don't know if you answered my question regarding guitar show. So you plan to do one in the future when they will happen again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I also think about doing a NAMM show maybe mm-hmm. someday. I mean, that's the biggest one, but also the Frankfurter Musikmesse in Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm. Or the Guitar Summit in Mannheim, I think, would be a good show
okay.
for you. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. How long do we have to wait to get a guitar from you? Do you have a long waiting list?
At the moment, it's only 4, I think, and it takes me about 1 week, so it's not too long. You have to wait like 1 or 2 months.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah, it's good. Cool.
Okay, very short. That's good. If people want to get in touch with you to ask questions, what's the best place they should go? Is that your website or Instagram
probably
account?
The website.
Yeah.
Yeah, the website. Mm. Yeah, definitely. Mm. Or Instagram is also cool. I'm not so active on Facebook, so you can call me. You can order by the website. I have order forms.
All right, excellent. I'm checking if there is some more question I missed. I think we are all good. Excellent. Any guitar builders you are looking up to who are
Yeah,
crazy,
definitely.
crazy like you?
Definitely. I love Teufel,
Okay. Ah,
Uli
Uli.
Teufel,
Yeah.
and he's a big inspiration for me. I don't know him personally, but I even don't know if he knows me. Maybe he's watching or something later. I
Hello,
don't
Uli.
know.
How you doing?
Yeah. And I love the guitars from Nikolai Shaw.
Oh
You know him? Shaw Guitars?
yeah. I
Yeah.
met him.
He's
I think he was an exhibitor at the Holy Grail Guitar Show. Yeah, very
cool.
design
Yeah,
guitar.
he's
Yeah.
awesome. It was pretty recent. I did not know him before. So Cosmos made before him. And I love millimetric instruments. They're
Oh yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
From Canada, from
Clovium.
Montreal. Yeah, he's French.
Exactly,
Yeah, a crazy French guy. Good.
yeah. You know everybody.
I don't know everybody, but I know those you just mentioned. So yeah, and
And
yeah, Florian Schneider is doing a
Florian.
great. And I did an interview with him, in fact, in Berlin when he was exhibiting at the Holy Grail
Cool,
Guitar Show.
cool.
So yeah, very modern. Yeah, I can see the why you are enjoying his design because it's the same kind of out of the box
The
out of the
language,
box thinking when you're regarding design. So that's cool.
exactly. Yeah, he's cool.
Excellent. All right.
And
Very cool. Okay, so I think we are all good. So again, Robin, thank you very much for your time. It was great to be able to have you on the show. Hopefully, we'll meet at a guitar show
yeah, hopefully.
in the not so distant future. Next week, you know what? I'm going to do another live interview with another German guitar builder.
Ah,
This
cool.
will be with Rainer Tausch. So this will be next Wednesday at 7
Great.
p.m. All right, and for all, thank you very much for to all the people who watched that. If you want to have more guitar content, feel free to head over to theguitarchannel.biz to subscribe. The idea of the Guitar Channel and Tout La Chaîne Guitar is to be a Netflix for guitar players, to see many interviews with crazy guitar builders like Robin and many more, as well as musician and stuff like that. All right.
Thank you very much.
All
It
right,
was a
thank you again for your time, and I
pleasure.
really congratulate you for putting up such a nice instrument because we see so many versions of the Stratocaster and Telecaster, and we love them for sure. But it's kind of refreshing to see a new idea coming up like that. So
Yeah,
kudos
cool.
to you, and I wish you all the best for the rest of the adventure, Robin. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the price of a magazine, subscribe to The Guitar Channel to access the full videos.